here on White Noise here on Joy 94.9. And Kez, regular listeners of the show, they know that we love our Aussie rock talent. And who we have on the phone at the moment are a perfect example of that. They are for this cause. And joining us on the line is Luke McKenzie. Luke, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, where does the name For This Cause come from? And why did you guys choose it for your band?
Well, back when we first started, it was lead singer Ruben Chan and myself were actually cousins. And we started writing some music together when we first formed the band, and we were thinking of a name for ages. And for us, like, basically what it means for us is music is just one of our big passions, and it's what we love to do and what we eventually want to have become our career. So, I don't know, we kind of think with life, everyone seems to have a cause that they live for. For us, it's just being able to tour with good mates and make music and share that with other people.
For people who aren't familiar with For This Cause, how would you define yourselves and your music?
It's really always a difficult question when people ask you, but I guess to be most accurate, probably fairly alternative kind of pop rock. So, like, musically we can get a bit heavy at times, but we just have pretty good, clean vocals.
Now, Luke, you guys just released your new EP, Journeys, in March, and you now plan on spending the next 12 months touring. How are you going to manage without killing each other?
Gets very close sometimes, but no, like, we're all pretty tight, like, we're all very close. We kind of know when to leave each other alone and stuff like that. On the road, you get to read the other guys pretty well after a while. Mm-hmm. When you spend so much time together, and at the end of the day, we're working towards the same thing as a band. So since having the EP out, this is our second national tour that we're on at the moment, and you get your times when it's definitely stressful and gets pretty intense, but at the end of the day, like, we all love each other, and we're just all, like I said, working towards the same thing. So,
talking about stressful and intense, you're actually on the road at the moment, and your car's broken down, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We've got this wagon towing a big trailer with all our gear in it, and we noticed the car started heating up, and then we pulled over, and a lot of steam was billowing out of it. So, basically, now we pulled over roadside assistance. It was basically told us that we're stranded for the night, so we're staying at a motel while they fix our car up and hopefully off again in the morning to be able to make our Melbourne show tomorrow.
We're really, really hoping you guys get here on time. Now, having just released an EP, are there any plans for you guys to make an album?
We actually have just started writing for our new album. The EP was back in March, and although I guess it's not really that long, we've been so busy since then that for us it seems like it's actually been quite a while. So, and the EP's been going really well, but we've just really started writing some new stuff for the album, and I guess with this new stuff, we feel like the new material we're writing is just really coming into its own now, definitely maturing and developing a lot more from the EP.
Will you be performing any of that new material on your gigs here in Melbourne?
Yeah, we actually have one new song, which is called Coming Home, that we just finished writing, and that will be played at all our shows on our Journeys tour, so definitely in Melbourne.
What has been your best or worst moment as a band so far?
Best moment? I don't know, it's always pretty awesome. Like, we played main stage at East Fest this year, which was pretty awesome. We got the opportunity to play in front of 5,500 people, which for us was huge, like, insane. But there was also Perth. On our last tour, we went to Perth and never played in Perth before, and they put us on headlining, so we were a bit worried. It was a Thursday night, it was 12 at night, and we'd never played in Perth before. We didn't expect too much because, I mean, Thursday night, yeah, people that have work, you need the next day. And we got up to play at 12 at night, and there was about 400 people, and everyone was getting into it, so that was definitely one of the best moments. And in regards to worst moments, to be honest, there's not too many bad moments. Like, you've got frustrating moments, like at the moment when you're stranded on the side of the road and stuff like that on tour. But at the end of the day, it's all those little things that actually make up, like, I guess, the real feeling of tour.
What can we expect from For This Cause in the years to come?
Well, our initial plan is just to keep touring, pushing our EP Journeys as far as we can at the moment. We plan to, early next year, go back into the studio and to record an album. And then we definitely have plans to, once we've probably completed another national tour, and then look at heading overseas to try and do, I guess, more of an international tour to try and really extend our music past Australia.
For This Cause will be in Melbourne as soon as you can get the car working. Where can people get more information about these gigs? You know, where they are, what dates, what times?
Yeah. Best way is probably to go to, we have a Facebook event for the tour. The tour is called The Journeys Tour 2011. So if you type that into your search bar, it should come up pretty much straight away. And that has all the dates for the whole tour nationwide, exactly when and where we'll be playing, and further details into ticketing and times and everything like that.
What would you say to get people to come and see For This Cause perform?
Hard question. At the end of the day, we're just four dudes that have really spent a long time developing ourselves as musicians, and we just love being able to meet new people, new fans, and just being able to share our music with everyone. And all the shows always end up being a great time. So I think it's definitely good. Definitely get out there and support touring bands.
Now, good luck with this show, and good luck with getting the car fixed. And thanks for being on the show, Luke.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me, guys.